In our first segment, introducing the book of Daniel, we saw that there were two prophets in Jerusalem, Jeremiah and Hananiah. One was a true prophet, one was a false prophet. We saw that most people probably believed Hananiah because he had good messages. But as things were fulfilled, that Jeremiah said, those who believed that God would deliver them, their faith was diminished. It was undermined. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 24 concerning the last days, beware of false prophets, for they will deceive many. Many people, in fact, most Christians buy into false prophecy today. False prophecy today is called futurism. It gives a whole different view of the future and the years just before the coming of Christ. We've mentioned some of that as we talked about Revelation. So it is important to have a true picture of prophecy. So Daniel is a book of prophecy. Or is it? It has always been viewed as a book of prophecy. But one time I wondered about that because I saw that there were good stories in the book of Daniel. So I counted the verses. And guess what I found out? I discovered that one-third of Daniel is committed to prophecy, two-thirds is committed to stories. I thought, well, that's strange. Maybe there's a reason for this, and sure enough, I discovered the reason. The prophecies tell people through history what is to come in the future. The stories tell about people that face similar things in the past, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how they went through them and survived them, what kind of disciplines they developed, what kind of characters they had in order to survive the things that the prophecies tell. So, sure enough, through history, the prophecies of Daniel have been fulfilled. But the stories have given people of faith strength to go through those things. And there are still things that are going to happen before Jesus comes, even though most of prophecy of the book of Daniel has been fulfilled. But as we study the stories and we see the disciplines that Daniel and his three friends had that developed the character to survive those things that are coming, we are strengthened as we read the book of Daniel. So in the first chapter, we find the first story. Daniel and his three friends have a test. The Bible says that they were chosen among many, and they were set before them was the king's food. And he thought that if he gave them the best food in Babylon, they would be able to serve him better. And the Bible says in Daniel 1 verse 8, but Daniel made up his mind that he would not defile himself with the king's choice food or with the wine which he drank. So he sought permission from the commander of the officials that he might not defile himself. And so here, apparently, the food set before Daniel and his three friends was food that they couldn't eat. The Bible tells us what foods are clean and what foods are unclean. It tells us not to be intoxicated with wine. And so these things Daniel and his three friends refused to eat. And so they didn't know what to do with Daniel's three friends. They'd never had anyone refuse this good food. Why, most of the people in Babylon wish they ate with the king. But Daniel said, no, just give us some plain vegetables. Give us some soup with, you know, vegetable soup and water to drink and we'll be fine. But the caretaker of these four said, wait a minute. You know, if you look like you're emaciated after eating these vegetables, then the king will have my head. They said, no, just give us a test. And so a test was given. And they discovered after 10 days that Daniel's three friends seemed to be better and fatter. Now, today we don't want to be fatter, but it meant that they were not losing weight. They were not; their bones weren't showing. After that long trek all the way from Jerusalem, I would imagine that many of them were kind of lean and they wanted to gain weight. And so Daniel's three friends were fleshy and they were muscular and so on. And so the overseer thought, wow, this is good. We'll continue to do this for them. And the Bible says God granted Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the commander of the officials. When we obey God and put Him first, God blesses us. It is important to always obey God. Pastor Dennis, realitycheckseminars.com.